It's
the after show.
So I'm excited about the Buffalo Bills. I'm a little trepidatious about, that's a good word, trepidatious, about playing the Belichicks again.
Mm-hmm.
Because
seriously.
I think the Bills are a better
team.
Why do
we have to have the Patriots?
I know. I would have liked to have the Chargers. But isn't it be much more fun to root against? Well, it's much more fun to get to root against the Patriots. So we're at home with this game, right?
Yes.
We should be because we won the division. So Saturday
right.
we play the Patriots. Now, I'm concerned because Belichick is an amazing coach. Not that our guy isn't, but Belichick he's otherworldly. So
I know. I agree with you on that. He finds a way to win, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I can't wait. I'm so glad that the Patriots lost yesterday and the Bills won. Yeah.
How did Miami beat them?
Miami's not a bad team. You have to understand. Miami, they started the season like 1-6, and then they won 7 in a row.
I haven't been following them.
Me either, actually. Because I thought the same thing as you, Nikki. I'm like, how'd that happen?
Squish the fish.
Squish the fish. So, but, yeah. But the Colts losing to who? The Jaguars or something? Or somebody, and the Colts
will go home.
Yeah, so the Colts are going home. All they had to do was win the game against the world's worst team and be in the playoffs. So imagine how Frank Reich feels this morning. Yeah. But,
so what happens to the Jaguars? Are they done now?
They're done. They only won, two games?
Well, they got rid of their coach, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Trevor Lawrence will make a comeback next year. He'll figure it out.
Who's he, the quarterback?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably not a bad quarterback.
No.
Urban Meyer just belongs in college football, not in the pros. It's a different game, and it's a different mindset with the people in the pros, you know?
You can't treat
pros the way you treat college kids. Okay,
that's
just when the pros are making $20 million a year, you know, they got their own attitudes. They got their own baggage. So.
Did you guys see that? I think it was last week. Stephon Diggs got stuck in the snow in Buffalo in his little sports car.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
Sports car in the wintertime. Good move.
Yeah,
it was like
there's a lot of snow in Buffalo.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's a fun time of year, though, with the playoffs. And then now, Christy and I were talking about this on the air, Nikki. The USFL is starting back up. Do you remember the USFL from like 30 or 40 years ago?
No. What is that?
Well, it was another football league that tried to get going. And actually, Donald Trump.
Indoor or?
No. It was regular outdoor football. Donald Trump actually owned a team, the New Jersey Generals.
Mm,
and Herschel Walker played for them for a couple of seasons or so. But it's going to be spring football. Instead of competing with the NFL, they're going to compete with baseball. I get it. It makes much more sense to compete with a boring sport than a good sport. You know, I mean, much as
what
I love
baseball.
What
stadiums will they play in?
I don't know. I think there's only 8 teams right now, and they'll probably play in New York. I'm sure they're going to play where the Giants and the Jets play, and they'll probably play. Because don't forget, all those stadiums and all those teams, they're off for the spring and summer. So they're going to have, I think, an 8 or 10 game season. They'll play, and it makes perfect sense.
And who's playing in this?
I don't know that. Who's? I have no idea yet. I just saw the commercials.
Is it going to be
I guess people who couldn't make the NFL?
Probably, yeah. Yeah. Maybe a lot of guys who go from college.
They just didn't get their break, right?
Yeah. And, they'll try. And, hey, listen, you guys know the name Kurt Warner, right? Maybe you don't.
Yeah.
But Kurt Warner started in arena. He started in arena football, okay? And he ended up winning a Super Bowl. So, and they're making a movie. They made a movie about him. It's going to be, I forget what it's called.
Now,
So it could happen,
I know arena football because, think about it. Iowa doesn't have any professional sports teams, right? You guys know I grew up in Iowa.
You got the Iowa Cubs.
That's like the Rochester Red Wings.
Yeah,
okay?
Triple A Farm Club.
Right. But it's not MLB, NFL, NBA, none of that. So what we did have, I remember in high school, we had arena football, and they were the Iowa Barnstormers.
Oh, cute!
That's cute. That's cute. So, but I'm kind of looking forward to that because you know, baseball may not even get going this year because they're in a lockout and that may end up in a strike and who the hell knows what's going to happen. And
I forgot about all that stuff.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so it'd be fun to watch. We'll see what happens. And I wish the XFL would get going again. I understand that.
What's XFL?
It was another football team league that played in the spring, and they had more fun rules than the NFL. And I think, and I remember reading a story that The Rock had bought the league for like $10 million.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm kind of hoping that he brings it back because it was fun. It was fun to watch. It was a fun league. They actually had some better rules than the NFL, you know.
So, when you said XFL, I thought like, you know, XXX. I was like, I can't watch that.
No.
Just.
No.
Only you would think that.
XFL after midnight.
Football after midnight. That's right. They play naked. Okay.
Alrighty. No thanks.
Okay, maybe I would watch that.
I think it's a whole new thing to the center and the quarterback getting the hike. I don't know. That would be a weird little deal. All right. I think we've gone
now.
Into the gutter long enough. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna call it a day here. And that's
the after show.
The after show.